This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are. Another moment of truth. Or moments in the plural. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. A moment of silence last week because Michael was not with us, so we held him in high esteem. Kevin Casey, who is the executive vice president of Talkers, did a fine job, but he's not you. And so here we are to embrace the stories, the research that's done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the stories listed every week, including this week, the week of September 11th to the 15th, at talkers.com. Also, you can find it at gooddayshow.com. So, Michael, we're glad to have you back. So perhaps we can have a singing session later in the hour.
Well, that would be exciting. That would be all very right. Exciting, and I'm ready to roll. Meantime,
I don't know if I can keep up with you, though. We could sing a duet.
We didn't say you were going to sing. You just said I was going to sing.
Yeah.
You don't have to, I don't understand. Well, when did we become a duo?
Oh, that's it. What would we call ourselves if we were a duo?
I mean, I was a member of many, many groups and many organizations musically before I went into radio. I was in the Dave Clark Six. I was in the Chad Mitchell Quartet. I was in the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Michael Harrison. I Peter, Paul, Mary, and Mike.
That's the best one. Peter, Paul, Mary, and Mike.
There was John, Paul, George, Ringo, and Michael Harrison.
I gave
it all up for you to be on this show. I mean, my goodness gracious. Let's do the stories.
Balls of fire, please.
At number 10, we have the UAW strike. At number 9, we had the anniversary of 9/11. It was the 22nd anniversary, which is, you know, a mind-boggling thought. At number 8, the Google antitrust suit, which is fascinating to say the least. The meeting between Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin came in at number 7. The U.S.-Iran prisoner swap at 6. The migrant crisis is 5. Number 4, we have a wide array of things under the dual umbrellas of the Trump legal battles. And the 2024 presidential race. Number 3, Hunter Biden indicted, and all kinds of Hunter Biden stuff. Number 2, President Biden, that's Joe, the father's low approval ratings. And at number 1, the Biden impeachment inquiry. That's an interesting array of stories.
A race toward the bottom. Here we are in America. That's Mitt Romney highlighted that this week. Go ahead with the people listening. We can talk about that.
You know, it shows you the state of affairs when Mitt Romney becomes the wise elder statesman.
I think he's fabulous. I've always thought he was fabulous, frankly. I've always been a fan.
He
did a great job when he was the governor of our state.
Yeah,
he was very good.
He was a good governor. And I don't know if you were in attendance. We once had one of those Talkers Radio Rows at the New Hampshire primary the night before. It used to be a tradition every 4 years.
Yeah.
And we met Mitt Romney. As a matter of fact, back in those days, we were a full-color print magazine. He was on the cover of Talkers, reading Talkers.
Yeah.
And he is, although politicians know how to do this, he was extremely personable.
Yep.
He was a nice fellow.
And interestingly enough, his father, speaking about one of the big stories this week, as we get into the weekend, the strike of the auto workers, his father was the president of American Motors.
Yep.
Which was the Jeep, the original manufacturers of the Jeep, those little Nash Ramblers.
Yeah, the Ramblers.
Remember those?
American Motors for a while was one of the big four.
There was
Ford, you know, Chrysler, and
General Motors,
of course, and American Motors.
Yeah.
And the Metropolitan was folks. If you don't remember the Metropolitan, or you were born too recently, check out the Metropolitan was the first compact car, and it looked so funny in its day, and
so did the Rat and the Nash, that little Nash convertible. Remember, Superman used to drive that little car. It was an ash. It was a,
are you talking about George Reeves?
Yeah.
That was his car.
Yeah.
He drove his own car.
Yeah.
That show was so cheesy and yet so monumental that he drove his own car. It was I don't know what it was, but it was one of those 1950s sports car convertibles.
Yeah. It was an American Motors car.
I'll tell you a car that was so ahead of its time it looked ridiculous and it was not considered a good looking car. And now when you see them, they're absolutely stunning, was the Studebaker.
Oh, great cars. You know, Studebaker trucks, they're great.
Do they still make Studebaker trucks in the farm world?
Okay. No, but it was a good farm truck. Yeah,
I see.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Right. Let's do the people. The aforementioned Mitt Romney's 10. We should move him up to 5 after all the talk we've just done with him on all these 100 stations. Mitt Romney at 10, Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin tied at 9, Ron DeSantis 8, Mike Pence and Nikki Haley at 7, Mark Meadows at 6, Tanya Chutkin at 5. She's a judge. Number 4, Donald Trump. Number 3, Kevin McCarthy. Number 2, Hunter Biden. And number 1, Joe Biden. So here we are, the post 9/11, post Labor Day, into the fall. Here we go.
Maybe because of the way I handled it, and I don't mean this to sound like, oh, Doug, he's so fabulous, but
he's fabulous.
The September 11th thing always gets to me, and I spent most of the program doing the Good Day Show on Monday, focused on what Monday was all about, the anniversary of September 11th, and what we were doing, and how it, it got away from some of the nuance and the innuendo, but more to the families and the impact of this thing, as we hear 20 some odd years later,
22,
look at it, 22 years after the fact, I still get chills when I think about the guy who's the pilot of American 11 that went into the first tower. He was somebody I knew. He was a farmer. His family still farms in Massachusetts up in the Draycott area. And he was a tough, he's a little Polish guy named Joganowski, tough as nails, had a crew cut. And I can't imagine, he loved flying. And he had gotten enough seniority. He'd been with American 31 years. And he had seniority. The Boston LA trip is among the best. So he did it every 4 days. He got in the plane and flew to Los Angeles and came back again. And who would have thought on that morning when he was here? He's a happy guy. He would go up and down the aisle and talk to the people in the plane, you know, like the old pilots did. It was really something to behold. So it means something a little more. Everybody's got their stories about September 11th. No question about that. Where they were. I was on the air. Remember that? I was on the air for 4 extra hours that morning. Roberta Fasanelli and I, it was 8:46, and we were about done with that hour. And Roberta, who is in New York, is looking at her television, the local TV channel, NBC channel, and she said, oh, look at this. Some little plane just crashed into the side of the World
Trade
Center.
That's what I remember thinking that, too, that it couldn't be a major airliner. Like a small private plane.
Yeah, right. But then when you see the replay, and that was one of the things, it disgusts me, but yet I think it's good for remembrance, the huge explosion, because the reason they picked these two planes was they were not in New York because they didn't think they'd get off the ground and get high enough to get to the towers if they took off from New York. So they chose the 2 morning flights to Los Angeles, where there would be the most fuel, that are flying from Boston to L.A., both United and American. That's why they chose the planes, because they had the most fuel in them. And when you see the fireballs that were created when those planes blew up as they hit the buildings, they had figured this out. They had studied it. They knew that not only would it be a huge fireball and create on many, many floors an incineration feeling that, you know, would burn everybody up, but the fuel dripped down the building. It drained down through the building. It kept burning as the fuel went down, so did the fire go down. So they had thought this out. These bastards, man, I'll tell you, and we still are friends with the Saudis. How that became, that was a subtext. I just can't stand the Saudi government. It's just the fact that we are cozy with them after this, ugh, disgusting. Anyway.
Yeah.
I should stop now, right?
No, I'm just not going to interrupt you.
Okay.
I'll let you work that out because it's, you know, you're saying important things, and a lot of people obviously hold the same kind of emotional, historical view of it, including me. I mean, you know, in the media we talk about anniversaries and the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40, 50 is a big one. You know, this was 22, and a lot of people thought that it's not going to be that big a deal this year because
it is.
Yeah, but it is a big deal every year.
Yep.
But then, you know, how do you rank these atrocities in human history? You know, when do we stop talking about the Day of Infamy, when the Japanese destroyed all those lives and ships in Pearl Harbor and
what is our value structure?
Brutal. What?
Yeah, but the value structure, you're going to think this is maybe from left field, but I'm going to give you an example of how crazy we are. A friend of mine passed away a couple of years ago, and there was a car that was connected to the late, I don't know, Eva Braun was never Hitler's wife, but apparently it was, the rumor is, and I never heard this from him, but the rumor from other people was that the Mercedes that she drove around in was purchased by this fellow and sold at auction for $5.7 million. Now, I don't know if all of that is true, but think about it. A car that was driven had Eva Braun associated with it had that much value. And, you know, you think about some of the other things that have affected us negatively, our country negatively, and yet they're valued. I just think that's an awful statement, frankly. Why is it that they have value? Huh? Isn't that
that's collectibles, you know, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, right. Okay, we'll pause. 18 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, who's here to talk about weight loss. What else would she talk about besides weight loss? So is this something that is good for all ages?
We always recommend speaking to a doctor before you start a weight loss regimen for, you know, an underage kid. But I will say that I've known customers, you know, over the years who have taken this, and their kids have taken it, and, you know, and then their moms and dads have taken it. They got a whole family on it, you know. It's collagen protein, so it is natural. It's not going to affect you negatively at all. It doesn't interfere with any medications or anything like that.
There's a Labor Day sale.
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy three, get three, buy four, get four, buy five, get five, buy 10, get 10. It's like paying half price. The website has the big sale. It's that's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us. Our number is toll free. It's 1-800-325-4366.
And you go to toploss.com to get the deals. Use Doug as a discount code when you check out. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, continuing with this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen, going through some of the ancillary stories, the ideas, the thoughts that come from the list that's prepared every week by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. The idea is to try to parse some of the events and take apart some of the things, the ways they have been discussed on the air by various hosts. I had the opportunity to listen as the strike was about to begin. And one of the ideas, and I guess I would have thought, I don't know if I would have thought about it this way or not. I don't generally think of race, but as this person pointed out, most all of the pictures from the UAW strikers are of black strikers, black women, black men. Now, granted, a lot of the people who live in Detroit are black, and there are a lot of workers that are black. But I thought it was interesting that if you look around, just Google strikers and see if this doesn't come across as being an interesting anecdote. Why? I don't know. I'm not drawing a conclusion. I'm just stating a fact of what I've seen has been mostly pictures of black strikers that are UAW members who are on strike. So take it for what it's worth, my observation. I think that there's a problem because the same thing is an issue here as with the writer's strike. One wonders if that ever gets settled in this circumstance. It's kind of a conundrum. Because, Michael, if you stay on strike for a long time, these people are going to find that their jobs are gone. Robots. The robots that are in the auto industry. You think AI is taking over the writers. Go walk through a plant and see what's being done there now versus what was basically how cars were made. They were all human. Hands were on every bit of the car when I was working at the GM plant back in the 60s. Hardly any human hands touch the car now. It's all robots.
And well,
so
I would
what
assume,
are these people going?
I don't know. I don't know what the correlation between the current workers in the auto industry, particularly in the industrial part of it, you know, the building of cars, the plant workers. I don't know what the correlation between them and the advance of automation and robots happens to be. Maybe these people have the kinds of jobs that will be around for a while. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a leg to stand on in a strike like this. And obviously they do. But you bring up a good question. You know, there's a lot of things that you bring up. What is the state of the American labor movement? That's the big umbrella question. What is the state, you know, labor? Well, you know, labor, organized labor, labor itself, the American
messy.
Middle class.
It's messy stuff. This is messy.
Very difficult. Well, strikes have a history of being very disruptive. They're disruptive in the life of the workers. They're destructive in the life of the management and the customers, you know, people who buy the products. It's tough. But the American labor movement still exists. A lot of people think, oh, you know, unions are over. No, hardly. The unions
that's not true.
Very powerful. Right. And in some cases, the unions do a very good job. And in some cases, the unions are not realistic in terms of what it takes to run industry. And the average person doesn't know. You know, I don't know.
Can a case be made for union membership bringing, sort of changing the equality grid because they try to find and are able, successful, I mean, certainly from the beginning, labor unions were brought around to deal with the inequities that labor people had to deal with. So something to continue to think about here.
Yeah, let's talk about that on the other side of the break. It's important.
Good idea.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking a judge for a narrow gag order to be placed on Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. Smith's office accuses the former president of inspiring violent threats against individuals involved in the case, including the judge, citing a Truth Social post where Trump said, "If you come for me, I'm coming for you." Trump's lawyer has responded, calling this a dishonest stunt. President Biden's naming a new special envoy for economic recovery in Ukraine. Former U.S. Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker. It hints at earlier White House promises made toward a long-term U.S. commitment to Ukraine. Speaking to reporters Friday, U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller had this to say.
I think you can anticipate that there will be a further announcement of additional resources and capabilities, additional weapons to go to Ukraine as they continue this counteroffensive and to defend against Russian attacks.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Lots of ground to cover here in the time that we have remaining. Brought to us, in fact, by the folks in Las Vegas. Well, they're not actually. Their headquarters, 541 Travel, not headquartered in Las Vegas. They do this in a number of different communities, but the one that seems to be impacting our listeners to this point are the two free nights, the opportunity to get two free nights in Las Vegas by calling 800-419-3684. So if you would like to take advantage of that, there are operators standing by. Every time I mention this, always 10 operators take the first 10 callers and spend some time with them. So if you're caller number 11, you'll have to wait or you call back later. But take advantage of that right now. 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684 for two free nights in Las Vegas. Always something going on there. You might want to stay away from the MGM thing with all that. Do you realize what a fiasco that is, Michael? The whole business of just complicated by technology. The whole reservation system at the MGM properties is down. So people go in and say, I have a reservation. Yeah, we can't find it. It's because somebody's holding up MGM for ransom.
Yeah, well, it's very scary vulnerable we are now on so many major levels with just a little flick of the wrist here and a pressing of a button there, and the whole structure comes down, the electric grid, the computer systems. We're very dependent on computers.
Way too much. Yeah, we sure are.
We have to create, going forward, a backup system, an analog redundancy system. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that
I do.
So that we're not completely dependent on all this modern technology.
it sort of goes back to our conversation that we were having a few minutes ago about the situation, the unions and the UAW and the car manufacturers and that sort of thing, because, as you've just suggested, technology is taking over every facet of our lives. Mm-hmm. And we remember the old song, in the year 2525, if man is still alive, we don't have to do anything, take a pill. That's kind of, we're a little ahead of schedule, if that is the thing, because there
we're
is.
We're just vulnerable. We're very vulnerable. It's very easy to take everything out. So, you know,
yeah.
Who knows, you know, some fuse burst or whatever, I don't know, and all of a sudden all the MGM properties are in chaos. You know, if there were to be a war, and you know, I hate even putting this into the universe, but we have to talk about reality. If there were to be a war, our images of, you know, ground troops, even the Ukrainian-Russian war, you know, of soldiers in the field with guns and shooting and running and taking hills and all that is so antiquated. The war will be computers against computers.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll probably last about a day.
If
the chips are on the line, if it wasn't, you know, military-industrial complex BS, if it was a real war, strike and get it done, it'd be very quick, you know?
The Secretary of the Air Force this week said we should be smartening up because China is preparing. All signs point to them wanting to go to war with us or planning to go to war with us. And I think about what you just said and think about what is to be gained by mutual destruction. They'll have nothing. We'll have nothing. So what is the, you know, what's the point?
Well, I don't see the Chinese planning to go to war with us. They've been at war with us in this modern context now for decades.
And they've taken it, they were smart enough to figure us out. So their war has been economic. And we sell the sucker play, stupid as we are, to keep buying this crap from there and having our companies go over and make everything from Caterpillar excavators to the pills that we take for COVID. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous when you think about it, but I think that consciousness has been raised about this in the United States, and I think that we're on our way out of it. I don't think it can be we can just pull out of that relationship without real economic
more and more
hardship.
Coming back.
But I don't believe that the Chinese are planning on blowing us up or having war with us.
Well,
the same way
serve them.
When you and I were kids, we used to worry about Russia, you know, coming here with troops. You know, Khrushchev was banging his shoe at the UN, we will bury you. We will bury you was taken out of context. He meant our economy will bury yours.
Yeah. Remember, we used to have those civil defense drills and go to the boiler room of the school when we were in elementary school. We went and we'd hide underneath the stairway, or we'd go to the boiler room because that was going to protect us in case of a nuclear.
People were building bomb shelters in their backyard. There's still some of them out there.
There's still them.
But we had this thing called duck and cover, where you were taught to go under your little desk and cover your head.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But,
good for that.
The irony is we're more vulnerable to a nuclear attack or incident now than we were then. But we're sort of more used to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Speaking of COVID, the state of Florida has recommended that residents under the age of 65 do not use the COVID vaccine. Interesting, the governor has accused the feds of using people as guinea pigs. I don't know that I'd go as far as to say they're guinea pigs, but I think, and I'm not a fan of his, but I will tell you that I think that's good advice. I think that there are so many questions now, and you see how badly, if you look at the surveys this week, how many people have said, you know, I think I'll just skip it. Like 14% of those surveyed said they'd get the shots, and the TV is all full of radio of ads for Moderna and Pfizer, get the shots, the newer shots, get them now. People aren't buying that at all, frankly. So it'll be interesting to see where that all shakes
people
out.
People are frightened and they're skeptical. You know?
Mm.
I mean, the whole COVID thing, are we done with it? Is there more to it? Are there consequences?
Yeah.
To what, if you've had it, I mean, you know, are there ticking time bombs in us? So all these things people are concerned about. And, you know, not having attended medical school, I tried to know the limits of my knowledge. I'm more of a consumer and a layman when it comes to this, concerned about myself and my family, my friends, and all of us. And it's one big mystery, isn't it?
Sure is. Okay, I want to spend a moment or two talking about last week. We were the first, I think, nationally to play your new song from Gun Hill Road. Mm-hmm. And no, it wasn't last week because you weren't here last week. It was 2 weeks ago. And so we were just talking off the air about this video that has surfaced called My Friend is Going Away. You can see the video at myfriendisgoingaway.com. Give us just a bit on this and why people would be interested and intrigued to see what do they take away with this video.
Well, you were talking before about 9/11, and I you know, thanks for bringing it up. I wasn't even going to mention it on the air, but Gun Hill Road, the long-term rock band that I'm a member of, we took one of our songs called My Friend is Going Away, which is really a very emotional song, performed by Brian Coonan, who's one of our members of the four of us. And we turned it into a kind of a tribute, because you were talking before about 9/11, and 9/11 was one of the top 10 topics this week. But it doesn't say 9/11 in the words at all. It just fits the artificial intelligence-generated images that we've created that have a very optimistic and hopeful view of 9/11. It doesn't dwell on the destruction and the planes hitting the buildings and the falling down, but rather the rebirth of America and the spirit of love between people. I can't really describe it any more than that. The song speaks for itself. But if anybody would like to see it, I'd love for them to. And it's called My Friend is Going Away, and you can see it at myfriendisgoingaway.com. It's, you know, 4-minute video, music video, and very, very poignant. Myfriendisgoingaway.com. Thanks.
There it is. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, continuing with a focus on who's in the MH interview, and also an interview I did this week on the Good Day program with someone, a young lady who has lots to say about a topic that is maybe one of the most, it's certainly in the top five. It's a social problem that we are not doing a good job dealing with. We'll talk about that as we continue here on the countdown. Let me remind you about the last weekend of the sale, the Labor Day sale from Calitrin on their weight loss product over this weekend. Next week it'll be, you know, still the greatest way for you to lose weight, no question about that, but it may be more to your advantage economically. If you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin right now, take advantage of the biggest sale they have. All year, every year, they have different ways promotionally to get into the Calitrin routine, if you will, which is an all-natural way for you to lose weight and to keep it off. So with all the ingredients, 27 years experience, all the science, look at the website and see that this is the best way. You'll be convinced it's the best way to lose weight and keep it off. So check it all out and take advantage of the sale. Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you check out. No shipping costs involved, and you also get the entree to the biggest sale of the year. And the most important thing to know about Calitrin is it will work or your money back. Check it out, Calitrin, at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Now it's time to review the people list. I'm Doug Steffen here with the word from Talkers Magazine. You can catch these anytime at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. This list of the people that are mostly connected to the stories, not all of them are directly, like number 10 this week, Mitt Romney. I suppose that plays into number 4, the presidential race. At number 9, Kim Jong-un and Mr. Putin are tied for obvious reasons. 8, DeSantis. And again, the tie-in to number 4 on the story list. Number 7, Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, they're tied in there, too. Mark Meadows is at 6. Tanya Chutkin is 5. Trump is 4. Kevin McCarthy, number 3, because of his pushing forward the impeachment inquiry. Number 2 is Hunter Biden. New charges against him that are being discussed here late in the week. And Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. That's the story, as it has been researched by the folks at Talkers Magazine.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, who's here to talk about weight loss. What else would she talk about besides weight loss? Maybe she could talk about the moon. Right now, you've got a Labor Day sale going on.
This is the biggest sale we do all year. So if you've been listening, you've been thinking, hey, I'm waiting for a sale. I want to save some money, but I want to lose some weight. Right now is the time to do it. We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy three, get three, buy four, get four, buy five, get five, buy 10, get 10. Now each bottle is a month supply. So the each bottle is 30 day supply and you are going to, it's like paying half price. I mean, it's going to get you through the end of this year where you're going to be looking better, feeling better for the holidays, losing this weight where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off the product. You know, this is not something you have to be on forever.
Calitrin is the product and you go to toploss.com to get the deals. Use Doug as a discount code when you check out. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of September 11th to the 15th. According to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, we have these every week posted at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. At number 10, the beginning of the United Auto Workers going on strike. Number 9, the anniversary of September 11th. At number 8, the Google problems with the government, the antitrust suit. Number 7, the meeting between Putin and the little worm Kim Jong-un is an editorial comment there, of course. Number 6, prisoner swap between us and the Iranians. Number 5, the continuing situation on the border.
1 sec.
4, the presidential race. Number 3, things have advanced and haven't in the legal realities of Mr. Trump, Biden's low approval ratings, 2, and Biden, and more Biden is number 1 on the story list from Talkers. 46 and change after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So this week on the MH interview, you interview a radio personality named Rick Smith.
Right.
Why your intrigue with him? Why
number 100 on the Talkers Heavy 100, Rick Smith. He's kind of a hybrid. He's on commercial stations, he's on public stations, and he has a wide footprint on alternative media as well as regular radio. He is a left-of-center, independent, pro-labor. He says, no red hats, no blue hats, I'm a hard hat. He's a 30-year Teamster truck driver, and he takes the position of labor. He thinks the most important thing affecting the American culture and economy is to support the working class, the working person, and he does a good job of it. Very interesting conversation about the state of the American labor movement, and it couldn't come at a better time.
Appropriate. Right.
I got lucky with that one because I did the interview right before I knew that there was going to be the strike.
Yep.
So I can't say
MHinterview.com.
MHinterview.com.
Or Talkers. You can find it at Talkers.com as well. Where you also can find the story of this young 13-year-old who was 10 when she started getting bullied, and so she took it upon herself with her family's help to make a difference. So that story is also part of what you can read at Talkers.com at the Talkers Magazine this week. I had her on the Good Day program. She has a powerful message, and she presents it well.
Yeah, yeah. Bullying is a terrible, terrible psychological problem for our children, and the advance of social media has made it even more pervasive in their lives.
Yep.
That's why we have so much teenage depression, suicide, and violence.
No,
Not good, not good.
Divisive, the devices are divisive.
And what's amazing is it's not just boys that do it. Girls can be terribly mean to each other.
Awful.
That's why the whole mean girls is a theme that really is applicable to so many people's lives.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that the more time we spend on social issues like that, like I'm looking at the story list this week, and we have all hardcore things because that's the nature of much of what is our news talk radio world. But there's other stuff going on right below the surface of the top 10, and this is one of those subjects. So check it out at talkers.com. You can read a lot about her there as well. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here at 10 minutes before the hour on this week's Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Stephen J.J. Wiseman here to go through some of the legal, and there's lots of fodder this week, Steve, with the Biden twins. Dad, and this could be Dad and Son Incorporated. Who's the bigger crook? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the biggest crook of all? It sort of reminded me of O.J. We're going to get him for something. So what is going on here?
Well, you know, the comparisons between Biden and Trump, they don't match up. They're very, very different stuff. But with Hunter Biden, when it comes to the gun charges, there was a requirement when applying for a license to indicate the fact that he had a drug use. This was lying. This was a breach, and it does seem that it should be a slam dunk case. However, there was an appeals court ruling, interestingly enough, by some Trump-appointed judges that said that drug use would not automatically prevent someone from obtaining a gun. And this is going to be an argument the Biden team is going to use to say that the law that required him to disclose that was unconstitutional. Bottom line is Hunter Biden is no... he's a bit of a slug and always has been. But these charges, to a great extent, are somewhat political. You don't see this kind of charge being brought up against others in that instance. And as far as the president goes, they've been investigating the president now for a couple of years, and they really haven't. There hasn't been anything either in the Justice Department or in the House to come up with any significant violations that he's done. And so it's a sad commentary on how divided the politics everything are in this country.
Right, yeah. Do you watch Billions?
I love it.
That's
I
a
love
great
it.
Show. Isn't it a great show? So oh, Giamatti's fantastic. Character, this is for anybody who hasn't seen the show, it's on Showtime. It's in its sixth and final season. It is one of the best produced, just great, compelling stories. Just really a great TV show.
But so, you know something, Giamatti, beyond that, the portrayal of Giamatti and the law that they do in there is absolutely right on, which maybe people don't want to hear, but it is yeah. accurate.
Yeah, he's a scummy U.S. attorney,
yep.
basically. And so when I the reason I brought it up is because the appellate judge this week agreed to an emergency request to slow down the litigation against Trump in the
yes.
the lower court judges. I'm confused by that. Maybe you can straighten that
yeah.
info.
Yeah, you know,
up.
And this is the thing. I've been pretty clear that as far as the charges that I've seen brought against Trump, that they are quite legitimate from the evidence that I've seen.
Yeah.
But in this case, I am totally with Trump on this. The New York Attorney General is trying to move the trial ahead. There are some really significant defenses regarding statutes of limitations, and there are motions on those. Now, those totally affect the trial one way or another. It could end up dismissing, having the charges dismissed, or they would be charges that the defense would really have to deal with. And the judge in the case hasn't ruled. And so for Trump's lawyers to ask, hey, don't set a trial date until we know really what the trial is going to be about, I can't believe I'm saying this, I am entirely on Trump's side on this. That is a legitimate argument. So one for the Trumper.
Here's one from this week that had your name all over it when I first talked about it on the air. A bank decided it ought to give back the money to a dementia depositor, somebody who had dementia, who got scammed for $500,000, and it was the bank that, you know, kind of, the bank didn't
yep.
intentionally involve itself, but I thought that was very, a very interesting story.
It really is, Doug. And this is the tip of a huge iceberg in that particularly seniors, even those without dementia who are more trusting, and there's a part of our brain that makes us so skeptical as we get older, they're sending money, they're wiring money from banks, and the banks most of the time are saying, you know, hey, you fell for the scam, we don't question this. There are some banks that are looking now more intently when large payments come from people like that as part of the
yep.
Know Your Customer. And there's actually proposals in Congress for banks to inquire into these kinds of transfers to head them off ahead of time. So kudos to the bank. And let's see Congress, although Mark Twain said the opposite of progress is Congress, let's see Congress do something to protect these seniors in a reasonable manner and get the banks involved. So I'm glad you brought that one up.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.